Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Frozen heroes. Gonna tell you about frozen heroes. Gonna tell you about
comic books,
costumes,
facts,
boots,
and other stuff.
Welcome into Bros, Foes, and Heroes and our Pulls of the Week. I'm Zach, joined as always by the magnificent Mr. Mason.
Awesome.
See, there you go. I got it in this time. Mike's not the only one who gets cool nicknames. But it's been a while since we've done one of these. And I told you before that I am a terrible co-host because I am not up to date. But I can tell you that there is a lot of stuff when just looking through this that I am very interested in and intrigued in. And I will probably rely on you more for sure on this, but it does seem like there's a decent amount of stuff we have coming out this week.
Oh, yeah. Today has a lot of crap, but have you been, I know you haven't been reading anything, but have you been reading anything? Or?
So, no. I have been having to work overtime and stuff here lately. I haven't had as much time to read. The stuff that I have at least attempted to read when I can has been some of the older stuff that I'm trying to just remember things for the older Marvel days. I read some of the early Captain America here recently just to try to be like, oh, okay, what's that like? But no, my reading, I've been terrible. I will say, though, looking through what's coming up this week, it makes me realize that, oh, yeah, I'm still not too far behind on some of this stuff. So I can, like, hop in. I do see that we have at least a new number one this week on the DC side. The Flash, right? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The Flash is finally coming out. So,
and Wonder Woman came out last week.
Those are two that I need to pick up because Tom King's writing Wonder Woman, isn't he?
Yeah, and I read it. It was pretty good. I don't know if I'm going to get issue two, but it was really good. The art was beautiful.
Okay. See, that's what –
And Sergeant Steel comes back.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So, as a massive Tom King fan, I know for sure I will pick that up.
Oh, yeah. If you like Tom King, you're going to love this.
Okay. Sweet. Yeah.
I'm just not the biggest Wonder Woman fan. I mean, I like Wonder Woman, but it's nothing.
No. I get that.
I'm a Superman guy. I don't even like Batman that much.
See, and I'm a Batman guy, so I totally get what you mean. But, yeah, no, I usually try to – I have yet to – and this is obviously just personal. I have yet to pick up something from Tom King that I did not enjoy reading.
Even Heroes in Crisis?
I didn't read all of that. Okay. So my statement still holds true. No, but, like, Vision was great. Mm-hmm. Mr. Miracle is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about
it's
that.
Got to. Did you ever read Rorschach?
Yes.
Okay, good. That was awesome.
It was.
That's my favorite. I know everyone has a different favorite. That's my favorite.
It's really good. Yeah. So, really good stuff. So, I'll make sure to check that out.
Have you checked out his image book?
No.
Oh, yeah. He has an image book with Elsa. I don't know how to say her last name. It's called Love Everlasting. It's basically... the first trade's out and the second arc just ended. So, the two easy trades to get. It's about a woman who... goes through the cycle over and over again of falling in love and then bad shit happens.
Okay. See, all right. Yeah. No, I'll check that out too.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's cool seeing him write, you know, without, you know, having to seeing him write, you know, stuff without, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Like limitation?
Without editorial limitations.
Yeah, and that's like some of the stuff that I
granted, if you read his stuff, I don't ever see him having editorial limitation. But
No.
You know, like he doesn't have corporate overlords.
That's true. But like I have found, at least for me, like Chip Zdarsky stuff that wasn't what is Sex Criminals? Is that Image?
Is that Image, yes. Him and Mac Fraction.
Yeah. What great series. But like that stuff, like when they were able to just kind of go out and do their own thing, I just find it like sometimes it's more enjoyable when they don't have, you know, leashes on them.
Yeah. But also sometimes you realize, oh, this is why you need a leash.
On some, that is true. I'm not going to throw out any names, but there are some that I have read where I've been like, okay. But aside from the DC titles there, I also saw that it seems like there's a lot of some of the Marvel books that I didn't realize that were still low numbered on.
I guess you didn't read Immortal Thor number one.
I was about to say, I saw Immortal Thor number two come out. How was the first one?
It was pretty awesome. It was really big, so it was like $9. It was a good $9. Art was beautiful.
How many pages?
Like 70.
Okay.
Like it was thick.
Oh, okay.
It was good. It didn't hit the same high as Immortal Hulk number one did for me. But I think that was just me just putting so much effort because it's Al Ewing writing again.
Yeah.
And it's like you put the word immortal on a Marvel title, it's usually pretty good. Immortal Iron Fist was good. Mm-hmm. Immortal X-Men's been pretty good. Immortal Hulk was amazing. So this has a lot. This has a lot to live up to.
I got you. But so far, the first one, you've solid.
Yeah, first one was really solid. I'm gonna keep this going. They introduced a new villain, so first arc at least.
I don't want to say anything, but is that the guy that's potentially on the cover then for the second
one? Oh yeah,
that's
the new villain. Yeah.
He looks.
Well, he's
cool.
One of them actually. There's like three new villains.
Okay. Well, looks like I'm picking up Thor then as well.
You should also. I would recommend Blade.
I saw that Blade's on number three.
Blade.
Okay.
It was pretty good. Pretty dope. I'm liking this Avengers run so far. Avengers number 5 is them fighting these, you know, celestial gods, but they're not celestials. I'm saying space gods.
Yeah.
So that's been interesting so far.
How
it's very anime-esque. You know, just everyone gets their individual fight and you just, okay, do
just
stuff.
Just watch. that works sometimes. I know you're a X-Men guy, and I just see this just because it's here in a number two I'm going to ask. You read any of the new Jean Grey series? Or
I have the first issue. I haven't fully read it yet, but it's part of Fall of X, and I'm trying to – I can't get every title because there's just too many damn books.
Yeah.
But I'm reading the main X-Men, Immortal X-Men, and I'm going to keep up with it because they announced a new event coming early next year. Like Magneto's coming back. I don't know if you knew Magneto's been dead for a while.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's been dead for a while. I'm keeping up with that. I'm interested. I know they're going to leave the island just because that's probably what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to happen, but it's what's going to happen. I'll pick it up after I read. I'm going to get up this week, but I'll wait until I eventually read number one, just because the annoying thing is all these number ones for these minis are always $5.
Yeah.
And I'm getting really sick of that.
Yeah. No,
especially if it's just going to be four issues. Why can't they also be $4?
That would be nice.
Or be consistent. Make them all $5. That way they're all oversized.
I see that there's also just some other things thrown out, not necessarily sticking with Marvel or DC, but things that kind of stick out. I do see there's Storm 5 is coming out. We're still going with this. What is the and this might just be me. I see there's a new Miracle Man by
number 6.
Yeah, but Silver Age 6. Like, what is the release schedule on that?
Apparently, it's just been really atrocious.
I feel like it.
It can't have been. I can't imagine editorial was messing with that much because I mean, people care, but I can't imagine it had to change that much.
I could be wrong, but I
or
feel
maybe
like
just Buckingham just really needed a lot of time on it.
Maybe because I just feel like it had been a while. Because
he's older,
got
isn't
5.
He? Isn't he?
I think so.
Well, yeah, it might just be he took forever. And since it's no, like, this isn't affecting anything, it can just come out when it wants to come out.
That's true. Trying to look to see anything non-main books that are non-main publishers that's coming out. I see that number 2 of Black Hammer the End is coming out for Dark Horse. Also, Alice Never After, number 3 for Boom Studios.
Right. Oh, yeah.
There is a book coming out in October. That is
also Action Comics is finally coming back. It was
really
well, it was on hiatus for 2 months just because of Night Terrors. I mean, I had two Night Terrors issues, but I didn't read those. I wasn't reading that.
Did you skip everything for?
I skipped everything for Night Terrors. I wish some of those I wanted to pick up, but you know what? I can literally just wait for the companion in like 2 months.
That's true.
Next year.
One of the things I'm looking forward to, it doesn't come out until the middle part of October, but it's an IDW book called Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees.
Oh, I've seen images of that. It looks. Why do people gotta take something that's so nice and cute and just make it demented?
Stupid poo,
blood
that.
And honey movies.
I didn't watch that.
Why did you make this?
I don't know. See, I'm playing a game called Cult of the Lamb right now, which is absolutely adorable. But I'm making a cult out of furry woodland creatures,
and
I'm here for that. So that's up my alley. So that's all I'm saying.
Have you been keeping up with Ultimate Invasion?
No. Oh. I've been terrible, I know.
But you know, they confirmed that there is the Ultimate Universe is coming back.
Oh, really? Completely?
Yes, because after Ultimate Invasion number 4, mm-hmm. which these first 3 issues have pretty much just been set up of this new universe, the 6160, which I hope it stays, because issue 3 introduced a lot of new concepts, like a new Ultimate Hulk, a new Ultimate Colossus and Magic, a new Ultimate Zorn and Khonshu. Which I hope they stick with. They probably won't. And then they announced after this one, there's going to be Ultimate Universe number 1, which I guess is just going to set it up.
Yeah.
And then starting next year, the first book is going to be, they've only announced one. They're going to announce more at NYCC, New York Comic Con. I don't know why they abbreviated it. We're getting Ultimate Spider-Man back.
Okay.
Now, it's not, people are assuming it's going to be Peter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think that just because of the end of Ultimate Invasion number 1. Where Maker smacks the spider off Peter, I'm going to guess it's going to be a new version of Miles.
Okay.
That way you keep a Miles in 616.
And then you have a
Miles on his own to appease, you know, people who want Miles on his own. It's the best of both worlds. I think that's the best option.
Yeah. It kind of makes everybody happy there, though.
That's what I think. Or it could just be Peter again. I don't know. Either way, it's cool.
Yeah, no, that'll be interesting to see. I'll be interested to see where that goes.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to make sure we touch on before? I'm trying to think. I will probably, starting in October, be hunting down some more of the horror-themed books, just because I try to keep a theme on the show. So that's why I brought up the Beneath the Trees.
You should read Gideon Falls.
Oh, it's great.
Or you know what you should make right read? Have you been keeping up with the Bone Orchard mythos?
Uh-uh.
The first graphic novel called The Passageway.
Uh-huh.
It's $20. Like, hell, I'll let you guys borrow my hardcover. It was really good. It's just an entryway into that. So that's a good one.
Yeah, what's it called?
The Passageway.
Okay. I'll look at that. No, we did in the past, we've done Gideon Falls. We did Witches, which I love too. Another guy who I tend to love most of his stuff is Scott Snyder. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed Witches.
Did you read Noctera? It's about to go on just went on hiatus.
No, it's on my to-read list.
Oh, yeah. Only 16, well, set 19 if you count the 3 specials they did. So 19 issues. It's pretty good. It's about to go on a hiatus for a while. He says it's going to come back. I don't know freaking when.
So that'll
meaning most likely never.
But that'll give me some time then to catch up. Hopefully not never. But yeah, so I'll be looking into that, and it sounds like I have some new stuff to go pick up.
I'm sure you're going to love Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I was about to say, for sure Wonder Woman.
There's also stuff last week. What did I get these last couple of weeks? Please keep talking while I go.
So, aside from looking up or finding more horror comics that are actually good, I will also be trying to find some that were not so good, because there's nothing better to me than bad, scary stuff. I love watching old horror movies because I find them hilarious. Not necessarily because... So some of the old comics that are like that are just great too. Maybe some more of the Tales from the Crypt that we covered before, I think around last Halloween and stuff. Anything else? Are you good?
I am good. I was just yawning. Oh, yeah. Didn't they have a Werewolf by Night one shot? I didn't read it, but I need to. It's $5. I don't want to just drop $5 on a damn one shot.
I still haven't watched the Werewolf by Night special.
It's actually good. Yeah, it's just a fun, like, 50s-esque.
Okay. I'll have to go after. I'm telling you, after.
There's a character who shows up in it I think you're really going to enjoy.
Okay, well, it looks like I'm going and watching Werewolf by Night then.
Yeah, it's only 48 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not an hour long. It's just 40 minutes. I think it's actually 45.
Okay, I can squeeze that in for sure, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. So there you go. Tons of stuff to go and grab at your local shops this week.
I don't think I'm going to get the Flash.
I might then. If I get a chance to get out, I'll pick it up so I can let you know how it is, because I got to get Wonder Woman now.
Also, one last thing. I forgot. Wolverine versus Predator came out, number one.
How was that?
It was okay.
Okay.
I didn't love the art, but it's going to be like over... It's actually going to be spread out like over multiple timelines. So there's a present timeline. There's a timeline when Wolverine was very young. You know, he's still the Bone Claws.
Yeah, yeah.
And it ends on the timeline when he's with Maverick and Sabretooth and Team X.
Yeah, yeah.
So like now it's like the five of them fighting five Predators.
Ooh.
So that should be cool.
Okay. That's something else then to keep in mind. Yeah, no, that does sound cool. I've enjoyed most of the Predator stuff I've read.
The first issue was $9 though. But it is oversized. Okay. Actually, no, it's $8.
That's going to be the new thing, isn't it? Just the oversized $8, $9 book.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's where we're headed.
Yeah.
As always, thank you guys for listening. And until next week, stay safe, everybody.
Frozen heroes, gonna tell you about frozen heroes, gonna tell you about.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.